Welcome back to another hour of Jewish Soul Music. I'm Elchanan, the host of this program, back once again with another hour of cantorial music. The following show is going to be selections from 78 RPM records, records which I digitized myself several years back, using a more primitive method than I do currently, but always with a careful ear for the original fidelity of the recordings, not altering the tone or pitch, despite the certain software editing that I had to put the recordings through in order to remove annoying clicks and ticks from the record. I think you'll enjoy these recordings, although you may have heard several of them before, due to the clarity of them, and they are undoubtedly some of the finest cantorial recordings that we have today. The first selection is one from cantor Gershon Sirota. Sirota was born in the year 1874. His first cantorial position was at a synagogue in Odessa. At about the turn of the century, he moved to the Great Synagogue in Vilna, and 8 years afterward, he took a post at the Great Synagogue in Warsaw, also known as the Tolmaki Street Synagogue. He officiated at that position for 18 years. During his tenure, attendance was in the thousands. And concurrently, he made trips to America where he gave concert tours and produced countless records, often well flanked by his manager, choirmaster Leo Lowe. Unlike many other cantors, though, he never settled in America and returned always to Europe. And it was in Warsaw in 1943 that he and his family were killed during the uprising at the Warsaw Ghetto. In such a tragic and brutal fashion, cantor Sirota, one of the greatest cantors of the 20th century, had his life taken from him, and the many recordings that we still have of his voice undeniably attest to the fact that his voice, a glorious dramatic tenor voice with unparalleled range and skill and training, was among the greatest of his time. The following selection is Yehi Ratzon Shetechadish Aleinu, followed immediately after by the recording from the other side of the record, Kol Nidre. Thank you.
Oh, no. You're right.
Cantor Joseph Schlisky, certainly among the greats of the 1920s and 1930s in the cantorial scene, the golden age of cantorial music. He was born in Ostrowiec, Poland in 1894 and developed a beautiful soprano voice when he was 4 years old, when he began to sing with local choirs. When he was seven, his life story takes a fascinating and melodramatic turn, which we won't relate entirely, but at the age of seven, he was whisked off by an unscrupulous choir leader who took them to Toronto, Canada, without notifying the family. It was there that his voice was recognized and his musical training was developed further. He graduated with honors in 1917 from the Royal Conservatory in Toronto. Only 2 years later, he made his debut at Town Hall in New York, to mixed reviews. The voice was at the time described as being of a pure natural beauty, which it certainly was, although the training was determined to have been insufficient, though in the 1920, or perhaps it was 1921 or 22, he would return for another concert, which would receive far greater applaud. In the year 1920, learning that the Slonimer Synagogue was seeking a cantor for the High Holidays, Schlisky applied and was hired. He was given a 2-year contract. In those years, he studied cantorial art with cantor Malevsky. For 14 years, he was leading cantor at New York, serving at the Romanian Synagogue, Anche Poland of Harlem, Talmud Torah Toras Moshe of the Bronx, and Congregation Shari Tefillah of Brooklyn. He even returned to Toronto for 1 year in 1932 to lead High Holiday services there. He gave many concerts and many guest performances, and these, together with his radio performances and his 30-odd recordings, made him well known throughout the United States and Canada, and he was undoubtedly one of the highest grossing cantors of his time. He was also one of only two cantors that I can know off the top of my head who recorded for the Edison Record Company, the other being cantor Meir Kanevsky. He appeared in the film Voice of Israel, in which he sang the selection Uwe Schofer Gödel, of course a must-watch for all cantorial enthusiasts. However, the story of his life does not end with triumph. In the year 1934, at a very young age, he suffered a cataclysmic stroke and was unable to sing from that point until his death in 1955. His voice is truly one of the most beautiful of any of the great cantors of his era, characterized by lyrical purity, richness in tone, and almost dramatic force, which was remarked by his contemporaries. The following selection is Le'olam Yehe Adam, Part 1 and Part 2, recorded in the year 1920 or 1921.
Reborn, call who I love. Leyo ilom ye yodom, ki
cantor Yessela Rosenblatt doesn't need much introduction to the listeners of this program. We will, however, provide some biographical background, which may be found illuminating. He was born in the year 1882 in the Ukrainian Hasidic world of Bielochurkov. At the age of 4, he began singing with his father and brother, and already at that young age was able to sing whole passages from the liturgy and to assist his father at services. He also learned to read and notate music at a young age. Cantor Rosenblatt undertook his first full-time position as cantor in Munkács, Hungary in the year 1900, when he was only 18. Though young, he was already receiving critical and enthusiastic acclaim, and the crowds that gathered to hear his voice were like mini riots and required police presence to keep under control. He moved on from that position to a new position in Pressburg, Austria. This was a prestigious one, and he auditioned against 56 rival cantors. There his talents grew, and he began to study voice culture in Vienna, which wasn't far away, and he published his first musical compositions in a manuscript titled Shire Yosef. It was here that in 1905 he made the first of his many recordings. 1 year later, in 1906, he moved to the Kalhofen Synagogue in Hamburg, Germany. It is said that it was there that he first heard Caruso sing. Caruso is also said to have had a fascination with Cantor Rosenblatt, which was no doubt reciprocated by Cantor Rosenblatt. He was invited to sing in New York in 1912 at Congregation of Tzedek. After 2 guest appearances there, he was elected to serve and became the highest paid cantor in the United States. At the time, the demand for his records grew, and the production of them was such that even today, his original recordings remain ubiquitous. And his final endeavor was a national tour of Palestine, which was to be the subject of a film that was being made in the year 1933. During filming, he suffered a fatal heart attack at the age of 51. Among those who chanted at his funeral were cantors Mordechai Hirschman and Zavel Kvartin. Once again, we will be presenting 2 recordings in succession, the first being Ritzei Asira Sam, followed by Es Tzemach David.
Oh,
Cantor Yeshaya Meisels was born in 1869. He was the cantor that preceded Yasla Rosenblatt at the First Hungarian Congregation Ohev Tzedek in New York, and he recorded several records for the Victor Record Company in the year 1907. He was known primarily for his unearthly voice, his incredible range, and the natural qualities that his voice possessed, though it was contended that he lacked something of the cantorial artistry of many of his more formally trained contemporaries. The following are two selections of his, Shema Yisrael and Eitz Chaim. They were both recorded in 1907.
Hello, la la, 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 la
cantor Alter Yechiel Carniel was born in Dialyshits, Russia in 1855. He began his musical career as a child singing in the largest synagogue in Europe. When cantor Moshe Lutzker, a renowned interpreter of 19th century cantorial music, heard his beautiful alto voice, he immediately persuaded his father to allow him to study voice under his tutelage. It has been later suggested that it was cantor Moshe Lutzker's influence that affected Alter Yechiel's own style of interpretation. But more of that later. Cantor Carniel continued his voice training under many other of the more notable names in cantorial music, and it was not long before he began officiating himself as a regular cantor. He was offered his first position as cantor at Reb Yankel's shul in Krakow, Poland. He later held cantorial positions in Sobotka and Meschaltz, Grossverdien, and Pfiffkirchen. It was while occupying that coveted post that he received a lifetime contract and began making many tours throughout Europe. He was truly recognized at that time as one of the foremost interpreters of cantorial music in the latter half of the 19th century. In 1893, he made a trip to America by invitation of the First Hungarian Congregation of Tzedek in New York and officiated there as a cantor. In 1898, he accepted the position as cantor of the Great Synagogue in Odessa, one of Europe's most coveted cantorial posts. When conditions in Russia became intolerable due to numerous pogroms, several of which closely affected cantor Carniel himself, he decided the time was ripe to emigrate to America. Shortly thereafter, he was offered a position as cantor of Congregation Shari Tzedek of 118th Street in Manhattan, one of New York's most distinguished synagogues. It is unfortunate that, as with many of the great European cantors who emigrated to the United States shortly after the prime of their careers, cantor Carniel never found much financial remuneration for his services in the United States, and he died in relative penury at the age of 73 in New York City in the year 1928. His voice has been described as a lyric baritone voice, but the range is somewhat impossible to categorize because of its unique nature. He seemed to revel in the mezzo voce while navigating through seemingly endless coloratura passages as he improvised up and down the vocal register with great power and grace. The following is Tal, side one and side two, by cantor Alter Yechiel Carniel. Oh, Cantor Beryl Achagi was undoubtedly one of the foremost cantors of the early 1900s, golden age of American cantorial music. But dial back a little bit to the year 1892. Cantor Achagi is born in a town called Dagdo in Russia. At the age of 4, he was helping his father Isaac, a noted scholar and cantor, conduct synagogue services in a Russian synagogue. When 9, he traveled with his father on a cantorial tour of Russia. He always held large audiences with his heartwarming services, and whenever appearances was participated, the synagogue filled to capacity. He took his first position as cantor at the age of 18 in Smolensk with permission of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. He was actually the youngest cantor who ever presided at high holiday services in that town. And 3 years later, at the age of 21, he departed for the United States. He served in many prominent positions in Detroit and Boston, and then at the famous Adas Yisrael Synagogue in Newark. There he worked with Zavel Zilberts, the renowned director. In 1932, he moved to Johannesburg, where he accepted a post and officiated there for several years. Upon returning to America, he assumed a post at Temple Beth El in Brooklyn, one of the largest and most distinguished synagogues in the nation. He went on many singing tours in England, France, and Scotland. He gave numerous concerts at some of the most renowned concert halls, and he even authored a book on music titled Tefilos Chagi. He passed away in the year 1954. The following selections are Shema Yisrael and Hachsidim by Cantor Beryl Chagi on a Columbia record. This is side one and side two of the same record.
Oh, ha-ha-gudil ve-ha-kudol Ba-shum-ma-vayim Ba-shum-ma-yim, ba-shum-ma-yim Ba-shum-ma-yim, ba-shum-ma-yim Adui shimelokinu Veloki avuisi Iru shivokam Iru shivokam Alevi shimro Shumem ishvorlo Nesha Gedulo gevuro Iro vichy peres
Cantor Israel Noah Kopfkagan. Perhaps that name sounds a little bit odd to you. You may be thinking of cantor Ben-Sion Kopfkagan, a more familiar name to our listeners, undoubtedly. Well, believe it or not, these are one and the same person. A fascinating story, and one which will be elucidated naturally enough in the course of this brief biographical introduction. We begin with his birth in the year 1899. He was born Israel Noah in the Romny prominence of Poltava, Russia, one of a large family of 11 children. Revealing a beautiful alto voice early on, he sang with Cantor Goldberg in the local choir and with Shimshon Chazan in Poltava. When his voice changed, he became a solo tenor in the Romny choir, but soon began to serve as a cantor. When he was still in his teens, he occurred a terrible tragedy. The death of his father Solomon at the age of 42, followed within 1 year by the death of his 9 brothers. In 1925, he was called to Rostov, where there was a large Jewish community. Shortly thereafter, the most distinguished cantorial post in Russia, that of the Broder Synagogue of Odessa, became vacant. It had previously been occupied by none less than cantor Pinchas Minkowski, one of the most respected cantorial experts of the 20th century, who had occupied that post for the preceding 30 years. Kopfkagan sought out the choir director, practiced with him before the audition, and indeed won the coveted position. The ensuing years in Odessa were very difficult. Jewish life in Russia had become intolerable. Kopfkagan himself endured indescribable abuses by Russian authorities, and he desperately sought to obtain a visa to travel to America. He managed, through the aid of 2 Americans, Max Rom, his manager, and Alexander Olshanetsky, the famous composer and conductor, and in order to escape attention, obtained the visa in the name of one of his brothers, Ben-Sion, and continued to use that name in the United States. Another terrific tragedy followed in the life of cantor Bentzion Kapuf-Kagan, in that his wife and son, whom he had intended to follow him to the United States shortly after he settled, were unable to obtain exit visas. And so he never had the opportunity to see either of them ever again. Truly unfortunate. Well, shortly after arriving in the United States, Cantor Kapuf-Kagan became cantor at the Ocean Parkway Jewish Center in Brooklyn. He held that position from 1934 through 1936. In 1937, he went on a four-month concert tour to South America with Oscar Julius, his choir director. When he returned, he took posts successively in Detroit, Montreal, and Chicago. Then, in 1943, he became cantor of the Concourse Center of Israel in the Bronx, where he served for 10 years until his death at the age of 54. He possessed a dramatic spinto tenor voice with remarkable control and was known as being a highly liked and respected figure in the American cantorial scene. The following selection is Rachmana D'One, recorded on a Victor record by cantor Bentzion Kapuf-Kagan. We present side one and side two in succession.
Rachmana, Rachmana D'One Lahani Ane Ane Noho. Rachmana D'One Lisabire Libane. Rachmana D'One Lemaki Charucho Ane. Rachmana, Rachmana, Anenu, 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 Anenu. Rachmana, Rachmana, D'One Lanyi. Rachmana D'One Lisabire Libane, Lisabire Libane. Rachmana D'One Lemaki Charucho. Rachmana, Rachmana, Anenu. Rachmana, Rachmana. Rachmana, Rachmana, D'One.
That concludes another hour of cantorial music on the Jewish Soul Music Program. We sincerely hope that you've enjoyed this hour and that you continue to tune in to the webpage to access the vast archive of cantorial shows, the majority hosted in the past by Charlie Bernhout himself, with several more recent ones hosted by myself. And though we enjoy putting out new episodes every now and then in order to keep the channel alive and dynamic, we encourage you to visit the archive in order to access the largest of its kind database, which is an indispensable source for the cantorial and Jewish music enthusiast. An additional update is that the Dartmouth Jewish Sound Archives has uploaded past episodes of Charlie Bernhout's Jewish Soul Music program to its website, to its own archive and database, and we hope that it will go far to preserve the contents and the legacy of Charlie's incredible career. Until next time, keep tuning in and enjoying the unlimited content that is at your perusal for playback and download at charliebernhout.com.